Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. Glad you could join us this week for the show. We are still on the road. As I mentioned in last week's show, we are finishing out the build-out of the studio onto our new 44-foot mobile bus that we've had custom built. Studio is still being built into it. Hopefully, you'll start hearing some improvement. Hopefully the audio this week is better than the audio last week, and you'll be hearing those incremental improvements as we continue the build out. It's kind of an interesting experience because we are building a studio while we're on the road, stopping in rural parts of the country to interview interesting innovators on our way to the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. If you will be at CES and you want to step on out and meet us and check out the new mobile studio, we will be out in Central Plaza, which is the big open area right in front of the Las Vegas Convention Center. So just look for, we're kind of down in what's called Central Plaza slot number 19. It is down in the corner towards the monorail tracks, towards the North Hall. If you see the AOL Engadget studio, we are literally right across from it, supposedly. And so come on out, check it out. We will primarily be recording in the mobile studio on Thursday. Wednesday, I will actually be on the show floor doing a bunch of interviews with press, etc. Thursday, I get to flip and sit on the other side of the table and be the person doing the interviewing. So if you're going to be at CES, come on out, check it out. Let's talk about this week's topic. This week's topic is the four reasons every CEO needs an innovation coach. I get a question all the time from leaders around innovation coaches and innovation mentors. And I've written about this in the past. You can go do a Google search. There's lots of articles about it. I've written about it. I've talked about it on the show. But in particular, it was more of a generic around what is an innovation coach, what is an innovation mentor, and what role can they play when you think about them. But I haven't really addressed the role of an innovation coach on the CEO. What I'm going to share with you is the four reasons every CEO needs an innovation coach. Look, innovation is hard. It is incredibly hard to do. And the CEO must own the innovation agenda. Some organizations have taken that attitude of, if I hire a chief innovation officer, then I'm off the hook. It's their responsibility. It's their job as the chief innovation officer. And the answer is no. As the CEO, you need to own, embrace, support, protect, encourage the innovation agenda within your organization. Without CEO leadership in the role of innovation, the likelihood of success is dramatically reduced. And look, for all intents and purposes, when I was at HP as the CTO, I, quote, was the chief innovation officer. I created and ran what was called the Innovation Program Office at HP. And that organization's role was to collect ideas, find those programs and projects inside of HP that were kind of off the reservation, support them, fund them, protect them, and use those really as a catalyst to become the new growth engines for the company. And that included even doing acquisitions of companies where either technologies or culture or entirely new product lines could be used as a catalyst for innovation. My role shift, though, is leaving HP, and now in my current role as a CEO, and a unique role as a CEO of an R&D and innovation lab funded by 60 companies, I see really that difference between what my role was at HP and the struggle I sometimes had at getting the CEOs at HP to really embrace the innovation effort that was required. We could talk about innovation. We could do a lot of hand-waving. In fact, one CEO put the word invent in the logo. Another CEO wanted to evaluate innovation by spreadsheet, margins, returns, etc. Another CEO just never even understood the concept of innovation. And so, as a, quote, chief innovation officer, I had that frustration with not having, in some cases, what I felt I needed in the strength of CEO leadership on the innovation agenda. Now, as a CEO, I am that person. I'm that role that has to own that innovation agenda. And I take it really, really seriously. Now, it's a little different because in my current role, I'm not with a company that produces products or services. So the number one role why a CEO needs an innovation coach is the coach helps you find your blind spot. I had one set of blind spots when I was a chief innovation officer or chief technology officer, and I have a completely different set of blind spots as a CEO. And look, we will always have the blind spots, now, especially when it comes to innovation, because innovation is all about doing something new, doing something different. As a CTO, it was part of my job description. Go out and do the new things. Try the new things. Experiment. The CEO, you're an employee. Your boss is the board of directors. They want, typically most boards, they want predictability, no surprises. Things just kind of chugging along. Stay off my radar screen. Don't require a lot of me as a board member. Just make it happen, hit the numbers, and we're all golden. But the CEO is actually not encouraged to do the new. He's encouraged to do the safe. Versus as a chief innovation officer or as a CTO, the job description says, go take those risks. Go push that envelope. And so in some cases, we may not even be aware as CEOs that we have these blind spots or that we actually are making decisions in a way that actually either encourage or discourage that innovation. So from that standpoint, a coach, somebody from outside your organization who's got that experience with innovation, they can help you find that blind spot. They can understand, how do you make decisions? What is the criteria you're using for decisions? How do those decisions then impact the organization? And how do those decision processes that we all just naturally use? Because look, they work pretty well to get us to the role of becoming a CEO. But how some of those decision processes create biases and actually will put us into a position where we are actually discouraging innovation within our own organization. So, the number one reason why a CEO needs an innovation coach is to help you find that you've got these blind spots, to get another pair of eyes on you as a leader, you as an executive, you as an individual, making critical decisions every day, every hour, every minute within your organization, and how those decisions can either support or crush any and all innovation efforts within your organization. And let me tell you, being able to understand those blind spots, not just that the intellectual exercise of saying, I have a blind spot, but exactly what is that blind spot? How do I shine light on it? How do I need to think differently about those decisions? How do I meld this all together so that innovation is just not the side thing as a CEO that I'm responsible for, but that it's actually part of just my normal day-to-day activity? That becomes critical for success as a CEO. Today, CEOs get measured, share prices get defined, success gets made or break on that ability to innovate. And as a CEO, doing it by yourself without a coach can be a real big challenge, real big problem. So as we're talking today, we're going to go through the other remaining three reasons why every CEO needs an innovation coach. And let me also just highlight, not all innovation coaches are equal. And we'll talk more about that as we continue today's topic. So again, number one, the coach helps you find your blind spots. Stay right there. When you come back, we're going to pick up with the three other reasons why every coach or every CEO needs an innovation coach. And we'll be right back after this short break. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back, but before we hop back into this segment, I want to do a quick shout-out to one of our sponsors, and that is Zoom. I'm actually here in our mobile studio using Zoom to work with my teams on producing the show, but also my meetings day to day, but generally just to be able to collaborate from wherever I'm at. I've used Zoom from all over the world. It is by far one of the most important tools that I have access to each and every day to stay connected. And that's just not video and it's not just audio calling, but it's screen sharing and editing simultaneous documents, being able to edit video and edit audio, as if we were all sitting in the room together. So check it out. Hop on over to killerinnovations.com/Zoom. Get your free account, and that account will allow you to test and collaborate with up to 50. That's right, 50 people. So check it out. killerinnovations.com/Zoom. So this week, we're talking about the four reasons why every CEO needs an innovation coach. In the first segment, we talked about the coach helps you find your blind spots. Absolutely critical. Second is coaches take a dispassionate view. Coaches are great from the standpoint of being able to avoid the internal politics. And look, there are lots of politics in an organization. I don't care if when I was at HP, when I retired from HP, we were, 240,000 employees, $120 billion in revenue, like 168 countries having staff and operations in, 40,000 engineers, $4 billion of R&D spent, big organization, lots of politics. Come to a small company, 200 employees, lots of politics. Small startups, politics. Politics play out everywhere. CEOs need an unbiased set of input. Need people who are dispassionate, who don't have a vested interest in, am I going to get that next job? Am I going to get the pay increase? Am I going to get some increased stock options, etc. You need somebody that's disconnected and dispassionate. And look, we, even as CEOs and as leaders, and our teams, we all have some form of self-serving bias. Bias to our own benefit. And look, innovation can be very, very political. Everybody wants their project to get funded. Everybody thinks their idea is the world's next best thing. And we all want to be part of that innovation effort. And as a CEO, you're going to make some critical decisions. For instance, what does a team look like that's going to be doing innovation effort within your organization? Are you going to go with a strategy of centralizing innovation, meaning you're going to create a team, an office, a PMO, whatever term you want to use that is becomes the innovation office, or are you going to be highly dispersed and have innovation spread throughout the organization? Now, I have some pretty strong opinions as to the pros and cons of each one of those. Not for this show. I'll actually save that for a future show. Think long and hard as to how you want to organize innovation within your organization. So, and look, you know, depending on how you want to structure it, you're going to build a centralized team. Who's going to run it? Depending on who you select, that person can be, you know, be viewed as being promoted or as a win. So they're going to be very happy. Some other people are going to be very unhappy. Everybody wants to be part of innovation, at least in the organizations that I've been involved in. So it's not lack of people thinking that they should be the ones playing a key critical role within that organization. And so how do you play that out as far as just the decision on organization structure? And then once you get past the organization structure, what is the criteria for selecting which projects go forward and which projects don't go forward? A really good innovation coach will help you think through decisions on prioritizing projects, managing your funnels, etc., and putting systems in place for you as a CEO or you as a key leader within your organization such that it gets your individual biases out and it gets the organization's bias out. And why is this so important? What I have found is that if you define this dispassionate view, this taking the emotion out, trying to get as much of the bias out as you can within the processes, within the organization around innovation, and you're transparent about that, then you actually see the politics kind of fall away. It becomes less of jockeying or getting the spotlight or people thumping their chest about how great they are or how great their project is. Innovation's a team sport. And when everybody understands the rules of the road, the guidelines, the directions, and how decisions are made, and those are structured in such a way that they are dispassionate, they are eliminating any form of bias, and that people see that coming in, then what I tend to have seen in my experience is that people will be more readily to embrace it, and you will actually see, you won't see the elimination of politics. I've never been able to find an approach that truly gets rid of politics. But what this will do is it'll greatly reduce the politics or the game playing that that happened within any organization. Now, keep in mind that this dispassionate view also, in some cases, can lack compassion. Because guess what? There's going to be winners, there's going to be losers. And as a CEO, if you lose that empathy for your team, you lose that empathy for your leaders, your organization, and how these things get rolled out or how decisions get made, I think as a CEO, your long-term success is going to be challenged. You've got to show that empathy, that support. You have to understand there's winners and losers and how you deal with that. So while a coach has that dispassionate view, you as the CEO need to bring that heart to the decision-making process. It can't be purely dispassionate around when it affects people's lives and people's careers and people's contributions to an organization. And that's a tough balance. And that is probably one of the most emotional straining parts that I have found of being a CEO is understanding the hard facts of decision-making, and at the same time, having empathy and understanding that there are winners and losers on every decision that's being made within any given organization. So again, the key benefit of a coach to a CEO is the coach can take a dispassionate view of the innovation effort that's happening within your organization. When we come back, we'll pick up this conversation around the four reasons every CEO needs an innovation coach.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back, but before we hop back into the show, I want to do a quick shout-out to HP. HP has been providing us with gear, both in our main studio in Colorado, but also outfitting the custom 44-foot bus that we are outfitting with a studio that allows us to go on the road. We are on the road right now. We will be interviewing entrepreneurs in some of the more out-of-the-way places around the country to highlight the fact that innovation can happen anywhere. And through the support of our sponsors, such as HP, we were able to take this onto the road. The HP gear that we are putting into the studio here is the same equipment that we have in Colorado, allows us to stay synchronized with what's happening there, but it's also a small footprint, low power, low heat, great for having the technologies and the power and the capabilities while we're on the road. So check it out. Hop on over to killerinnovations.com/HP and check out what we're using while we're here on the road. Now, today's show, we're talking about really those four reasons every CEO needs an innovation coach. Now, we've covered the first two, which were, you know, coach helps you find your blind spots. That was number one. Number two is coach takes a dispassionate view of your innovation effort. Unbiased, doesn't get all emotional about it. Now, let's talk about number three. The coach can have a conversation with the CEO that nobody else can have. A coach can have that conversation with the CEO that nobody else can have. Look, I guess the real eye-opener for me coming from a senior executive role in a large organization where I thought I had it all understood, and then stepping into a CEO role in what I would view as a small organization, 200 people. Some of you may think of that as being, oh my gosh, that's massive. I'm five people. But what I realized stepping into this role was is that being a CEO is incredibly lonely. It is incredibly lonely. You can't talk to your board. Your board is your boss. They set your bonus. They're the ones that tell you whether you're doing a good job or not doing a great job. And like everybody who manages up, we all manage up, we can't be too open. You have to manage how much information do you share upwards within your organization. And most CEOs, in my case, this includes me, we have a pool of trusted advisors. Some of them may be inside the organization, but that's a little tough. But more likely, they may be people outside the organization. Maybe it's another CEO at another company outside of your industry who you can go have dinner and you two can cry on each other's shoulders about how rough it is to be a CEO, whatever that is. In my case, I actually have a group of, people that I've worked with over the 30 plus years of my career who I trust implicitly, who have extremely high integrity, who will have that tough conversation with me. And I know that they're not biased and trying to get something from me because they don't work for me. They don't play an official coach or mentor role. But that ability to have that conversation, to have someone get in your face and tell you when you're screwing up or you're going down the wrong path or you've made a bad decision. In the case of an innovation coach, those conversations will revolve around your innovation efforts. Like, why did you stop this project? What is it you're trying to do? Are you really thinking about this in the right way? You're not stepping up and taking the leadership role you need to take. You need to have an innovation coach that is comfortable enough to be able to have those really, really hard conversations. If you're the CEO, you want that conversation. If you're trying to help your CEO get an innovation program up and running in your organization, helping the CEO find somebody who can have that hard conversation with them is absolutely one of those critical elements for long-term innovation success. Now, I've come across a lot of innovation coaches. I get contacted by innovation coaches all the time for either, do I have companies that are contacting me that I cannot coach, and can I refer them to them? I've got coaches reaching out who want me to coach them on how to be an innovation coach. And like any kind of consulting / coaching / mentoring, you have a pretty wide range of skill sets, expertise, and experiences. And what I've found is those innovation coaches who actually have done it, they haven't just been professional coaches, but who've actually been chief innovation officers or CEOs at companies where, as a CEO, they built the innovation effort up to a certain capability. Those are the coaches that will have that tough conversation because they're speaking from experience. Having an innovation coach who's never done innovation, who's never gone from a blank sheet of paper, developed an idea, translated that, put it through the processes, launched it on a global scale. When they're trying to have that honest conversation, they're not coming into that honest conversation from a point of experience. And in fact, probably the best coach you could have for a CEO is a former CEO. I should say former / current CEO. Somebody who can really empathize sitting in the chair, but who can have these really hard conversations, not from a theoretical perspective, but from real experience. Having lived it, done it, gotten their butt kicked, dealt with the disappointments and the frustrations of innovation, that is the kind of conversation you want to have. That's the kind of coach you want to have. You want that experience, having that benefit coming to you. And so, and the flip side, though, is as a CEO, we all can, theoretically in our head say, yeah, I'm all for having that honest conversation. We can talk about in the theoretical, but when someone is in your face calling you out and you know that they're right, how do you react? It's hard. It's hard to say, you know something? Hold on here a second. You're right. I screwed up. I was wrong. Let me fix this. Blah, 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 blah. That's hard. Our natural reaction is to go into defense mode. We're going to try to rationalize it away. Oh, well, hold on here a second. You're telling me I made this decision, and I made this decision wrong. Here, let me explain to you why I made that decision. So if I explain this to you, then you'll come over to my side and see that I was actually right. We spent a lot of time justifying or rationalizing. The coach, a really good coach, will step in and say, stop. You're rationalizing. You're deflecting. You're avoiding the real issue here. Kind of grabbing us by the scruff of the neck and making us look at the challenges and problems that either we are causing or we should have prevented. But also to be encouraging. when we get it right, and we're starting to see some fruits of the labor around innovation within our organization. So again, you're looking for the coach who's willing to have a conversation with the CEO that nobody else can or is able to. They don't have the courage to do it, right? They don't have the position to do it. So again, we're looking for that coach who can have that conversation that nobody else can. And if you get that right coach, it's unbelievable. Trust me. I've seen it happen. I've seen the benefit of it. And it is empowering for your innovation effort. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws. Chefs have their outfitted kitchens. And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back. This week's show, we are continuing the conversation on the four reasons why every CEO needs an innovation coach. And what's number four? Well, number four really is a wrap-up. I'm focusing here on, look, all great performers have coaches. Athletes have coaches. Musicians have coaches. Public figures. Actors have coaches. Why should innovation be ignored? If innovation is so important to your organization, if it's critical for your organizational success, then why should you not have an innovation coach? You want to operate and perform at the top of your game, the top of your industry. Trying to do it all by yourself is extremely hard and fraught with risk. Having people who come alongside of you has been critical for your success to get to a CEO or to get to a senior executive leadership role. You know, look, I've talked about it many times in the show about my first mentor, Bob Davis. Bob was the one who hired me in my first, what I would call, real job. And he put me on this job rotation process that I thought was just maniacal. At some point, I spent 6 months in IT and 6 months in finance, and 6 months in sales, and 6 months in marketing, and just working my way through literally the entire organization. And I was really hired in to build software products. I was a software engineer. His attitude was, is I could be the world's greatest software engineer, or I could become a really top-notch executive by understanding the broader business. And I look back on my career, I've had coaches and mentors and whatever term and structure, some of them formalized, some of them kind of loose. But finding those people who bring a different perspective, who have an expertise that I don't have, has been absolutely critical for my long-term success. If you are an innovation leader, if you are a CEO, trying to establish or trying to support or grow and improve the innovation efforts within your organization, then you need to think seriously about bringing on this innovation coach. Athletes without a coach, not all that going to be successful. Teams, you know, whether you're the coach of the Golden State Warriors or the Chicago Bears or whatever, athletes need coaches. You've got defensive coach. You've got an offensive coach. And look, most CEOs have had coaching, whether that's personal coach or whether that's leadership coach. Right? If you've had any kind of coaching, why isn't an innovation coach in the vocabulary for the kind of coaching that can help you and your organization be highly successful? If you don't have an innovation coach, then how important is innovation to you and to your organization? I'm challenging you here. I'm challenging you. Now, if you're not a CEO, if you've made it this far through the show, you're not a CEO. Maybe you're a leader within your organization. Maybe you're trying to find a way to encourage your CEO to do something around innovation, right? Innovation coaching is not confined to just the CEO. You can benefit from coaching. In fact, one of the things that we've done recently here is we've created a community, an online community. It's a private Slack area where innovators, mid-levels, all the way up to senior-level people across a wide range of industries such as retail, consumer packaged goods, high-tech, manufacturing. But it's an area where people can come together and get coaching from their peers. It's a peer coaching kind of model. It's online. It's in a private Slack area. It is restricted. It's not just open, you know, willy-nilly to everybody. We want people to be part of this community who can both benefit from and contribute to the conversation on how to become better innovators, better leaders, better people, enabling our respective organizations to be more successful. If this is something you would be interested in, then check it out. Go on over to theinnovators.community. Spell it all out. So it's theinnovators.community. And that's just a landing page. It gives you a little bit of background, and you can sign up and join if you think you're a fit. But that's one way to get innovation coaching and mentoring, is peer coaching and mentoring. Or you have an individual coach. Hiring a coach to guide you as a leader or your CEO as an organization can be highly, highly fruitful. So once again, this week's topic is on the four reasons why every CEO needs an innovation coach. Number one, coach helps you find your blind spot. Number two, the innovation coach takes a dispassionate view. Number three, an innovation coach can have a conversation with the CEO that nobody else can. And number four, all great performers have coaches. Why not an innovation coach if innovation is important to you? And with this, we're going to wrap up this week's show. Once again, we are currently on the road. We are interviewing innovators from across the country. If you would like to follow where we are at with the bus and who we're interviewing, hop on over to Facebook, check out the Innovators Studio, and we'll actually be tracking and posting pictures there, where we're at, location, and what the next cities are. Next up this week, actually, is Paducah, Kentucky, and we will be there checking out some great innovators and seeing what's going on in their region. So check it out. Follow along. If you've got a community you think we should stop in and talk to, just drop us a message over at the Innovator Studio, and we will follow up. With that, have a great week, and go out there and change the world. Bye-bye.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.